If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Jude.
若有聖經的請打開猶大書。
And we'll be taking a look at verses 17 through 33.
我們是由23章，我們是由17節看到23節。猶大書17節到23節。
So Brother Spencer, can you go ahead and read the Word of God?
親愛的弟兄姊妹，要谨记主耶稣基督的使徒从前给你们的警告。十七节至到二十三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
May the Lord add His blessing to both the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿主加添佢嘅祝福到佢嘅话语嘅宣读同传讲。
When the morning alarm sounded today, how did you wake up?
今天早上个钟响，闹钟响嘅时候，你点样去醒过来呢？
Now some of us have alarm clocks, some of us use our watches, some of us use our phones, but somehow we are waking up, right?
有啲人用电话，有啲人用闹钟，但系无论如何，我哋都醒过来啦，系咪？
So let me ask you, how long does it take you to get out of bed?
咁我就問大家，鬧鐘響咗之後，用幾耐時間先落到床呢？
They have some alarms that have like sleep buttons every 10 minutes, right?
有啲嘅鬧鐘係有十分鐘，每十分鐘再響多次嘅一個掣，係咪？
But some of these are wake-up calls, right?
有一啲嘅係一個響鬧嘅鐘。
In this passage, this is a wake-up call.
喺呢一段經文入邊，就係呢個嘅叫醒人嘅鬧鐘。
Jude is waking up the church.
猶大是为到教会敲响这个闹钟。
And he's basically saying, wake up church, you have been warned.
猶大就基本上就是说，要警醒了教会，你是已经被警告过了。
And this is not the first time believers are warned.
这个不是第一次教会是被警告。
In the Gospels, even Jesus gave a stern warning that there will be false preachers and they will come.
在福音书里面，耶稣是警告过，是有许多假先知会出现。
Throughout the New Testament, the letters to the church, there is evidence of false teachers, and especially an example in the book of Galatians.
在新约书信里面，有很多的书信都提及到有假教师，尤其在加拉太书都有提到。
Paul had said this. He says, "I'm amazed that you're so quickly deserting him, that is Jesus, who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel."
保罗喺嗰卷书提到，我感到惊奇，你们这么快就离弃那位呼召你们进入基督的神，投向别的福音。
The apostle Paul also gave a warning to the church in Corinth.
使徒保罗亦都去警告过哥林多嘅教会。
He was surprised that so many people wanted to go with the false teachers, and especially to dismiss of all things the resurrection.
佢好诧异，有好多人去跟随呢啲假教师嘅教导，就系讲到系冇复活呢回事。
So in this text, Jude is giving the same warnings.
喺犹大书度，亦都系讲到同一个嘅警告。
And he's saying for the church, says, "Wake up, because in the last times there will be scoffers following their own passion."
犹大书就讲到警醒了教会，末后的时候必有好嘲笑的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
Now at the beginning of verse 17, he tells them, "Remember, beloved."
在第十七节那里就至于你们亲爱的弟兄们。
Remember, beloved, that the predictions of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, they said to you that in the last time that there will be scoffers following their own godly passion, and it is these that cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit.
要记得我们的主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的话，他们曾对你们说，末后的时候必有好嘲笑的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这些就是制造分裂属世没有圣灵的人。
So Jude is talking to the beloved. He is talking to the brothers and sisters in Christ in the church, and he's telling them, be warned that there will be false teachers that sometimes come into the church.
犹大就是提到在教会里面的弟兄姊妹，是警告他们是会有假教师、假先知是来到教会里面。
Now you may ask, well, what should we do?
那你会问我们应该怎么做呢？
Should we fight?
我们要不要 去争战呢？
Should we push them out?
需不需要推走佢呢？
These are some instructions. These are some things that the church should be always doing.
呢度就係有一啲嘅指示係俾教會係應該係做啲咩事情。
So look at the verse. It says, "But you, beloved," verse 20. These are some things that we should always be doing. The church should be determined to do, and that is building yourself up in the most holy faith, as well as praying in the Holy Spirit.
在第二十节那里就提到教会应该成日都做的要立志做的事情，就是那里至于你们亲爱的弟兄们，要你们在至圣的真道上建立自己，在圣灵里祷告。
The church should always be involved in scripture and should always be involved in prayer.
教会必须常常 是做的事情是关于圣经的，也都是关乎祷告的。
Let's take a look at the scripture, building us up in the most holy faith.
是讲到是在至圣的真道上建立自己。
As we know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
可见信心来自听道，听道藉着主耶基督的话语而来。
In other words, there should be times that we should be edified as we hear, as we read, as we study the word of God.
当我们去阅读、聆听和去看神的话语的时候，我们要被神的话语陶造。
Our most holy faith, that is the faith that has set us apart. This is the sound doctrine. This is the truth in Scripture.
这个至圣的真道就是那个是分别为圣的教导，就是健全的教义。
And so the gospel truth is the standard doctrine.
因此福音的真理就是那个标准的教义。
This is the non-negotiable.
这个是不能够妥协的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, It says this, it says, Now I'm going to remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, that you have received, in which you stand, in which you are saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver you as the first importance of what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to Scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, in accordance with Scripture. He appeared to Peter, and then he appeared to the 12.
在哥林多前书那里提到，弟兄们，我要让你们知道我从前传给你们的福音，这福音你们已经领受，这福音如今也是你们信仰的根据。你们若持守我传给你们的这道，必定可以藉着这福音得救，除非你们没有真正相信。我从前所领受又传给你们的，当中第一要紧的，就是照着圣经所记，基督为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，又照圣经所记，他第三天复活了，他向基法显现，然后向十二使徒显现。
Christ's death and resurrection is our foundational truth.
基督的死亡和复活就是我们信仰的基础。
It is the gospel truth that we need to understand and we need to embrace.
这个福音的基础是我们必须要拥抱，必须要去接受。
It's the gospel truth that we also have to not only embrace, but we have to express.
这个基督 的真理，我们必须要拥抱，并且 去流露出来。
Let me ask you, have you embraced the gospel truth?
让我问大家，你有没有 去拥抱这个福音的真理呢？
By the way, anytime you mention the word gospel, it really means good news.
福音这个字是讲到好消息。
And to understand good news, you have to understand there was some bad news.
要明白有好消息，那就即是说是有一些时间是一个坏的情况。
The bad news is that we were sinners and we fall short of the glory of God.
那个坏的情况，坏的消息就是我们就是罪人，我们是亏缺了神的荣耀。
The good news is that Christ died for our sins.
个好消息就系基督已经为我哋嘅罪而到去死。
And so, have we placed our trust in the good news and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
我哋有没有将我哋嘅信心摆喺基督嘅耶稣基督嘅死同复活里面呢？
Trusting in God that it's only He that will be able to give us eternal life.
信靠主耶稣基督，唯一系佢先至可以俾我哋系有得救同埋永生。
Truth needs to be embraced, and truth also needs to be expressed.
呢个真理必须要去接受，而且亦都系需要去传出去。
And so, how well are we expressing our faith?
我哋如何去活出去传开呢个嘅真理呢？
I always share this verse. It is from Colossians 1:28 and 29. It says, "We proclaim Him, that is Christ, admonishing every man, teaching every man, that we may be complete in Christ."
在哥罗西书一章廿八节嗰度提到，我们传扬他，用各样智慧劝诫各人，教导各人，为要使各人在基督里得以完全，可以呈献给神。
The idea is not simply just knowledge.But the idea is being able to live it out in maturity in Christ.
嗰个概念就唔系定系单头脑上嘅知识，而系可以喺生命中活出嚟。
And this is our goal as we preach, and this is our goal as we teach.
当我哋去传讲，当去教导嘅时候，呢个就系我哋嘅目的。
So as a church, this is a priority for us to continue to build one another up in Scripture.
作为教会，我哋其中一个首要嘅任务就系要去建立弟兄姊妹喺心喺建立弟兄姊妹喺真道上面嘅成长，喺通过圣经。
And Scripture always points us back to Christ.
圣经系常常将我哋去带翻去基督身上。
The second emphasis here is that we should be praying in the Holy Spirit.
第二个重点就系我哋必须喺圣灵里祷告。
So what does it mean to be praying in the Spirit?
在圣灵里祷告的意思是什么呢？
It simply means that we would be guided by the Holy Spirit, you know, to pray.
单单的意思就是去被圣灵去引导去如何祷告。
The Holy Spirit is the one who encourages us, who empowers us, who energizes us in our prayers.
圣灵是鼓励我们，赋予我们权柄，加力量给我们。
In a sense, to pray in the Spirit means to be movedin the Holy Spirit in prayer.
在某层面来讲，去在圣灵里祷告，就是在祷告当中是被圣灵去感动去祷告。
Now I realize this, as a church, we're into prayer requests, we have it listed out in the bulletin, we have prayer chains, we have prayer requests, and so we're very familiar with things that are written down.
作为教会，我们很清楚有祷告的清单，代祷事项，甚至乎祷告链，我们很熟悉这些事情。
And sometimes people tell us exactly what to pray for.
有时候我哋系有肢体告诉我哋系特别系为到乜嘢事情祷告。
But there are moments where God is impressing you to maybe pray for a brother, maybe pray for a sister, maybe pray for the salvation of others.
有时候圣灵会感动你去为到某个肢体有某个弟兄或者系姊妹去祷告，或者系甚至乎为某人嘅救恩去祷告。
Maybe at night you have trouble sleeping, and maybe that may be a time for you to pray.
有时候夜晚瞓唔着嘅时候，可能嗰个时候就系要祷告嘅时间。
Now I know I used to sleep throughout the whole night, but now I wake up at least a couple of times.
以前我系可以一觉瞓天光，但系而家一晚都可能有几次会瞓醒。
And besides going to the restroom, it might be a time to pray.
除咗去洗手间之外，另外就系其实一个好嘅时间去祷告。
To say a quick prayer for the missionaries, to say a prayer for the church.
为到宣教士去祷告，为到教会去祷告。
Even in the morning when we're driving to work, it may be a time to just say a short prayer for your family or for friends.
有时候驾车翻工嘅时候，亦都系好嘅时间，为到你嘅朋友、你嘅家人去祷告。
Or even when we're washing the dishes, it may be just a moment to say, Lord, just give me some peace.
或者系洗碗嘅时候，好简单嘅，主啊，求你俾我一啲嘅平安。
May the Lord lead us all in just praying in the Spirit and praying for the church and praying for our families.
愿主系带领我哋去为到我哋嘅教会、家庭同埋朋友去祷告。
So as a church, we need to be have a priority in Scripture and have a priority in prayer.
作为教会，我哋应该要摆优先俾呢个圣经同埋祷告。
And not simply just individually, but corporately coming together.
唔单止系我哋个人嘅，而且系集体嘅，一起作为一间教会咁样去做。
Now we take a look at the second section here, and it tells us another thing that we need to be devoted to do as a church.
喺第二部分呢度睇到系作为教会，我哋应该系投身去做某啲嘅事。
It's very simple.
是很简单。
These are things that the church that we should always be demonstrating.
作为教会应该常常都彰显出来。
These are things not only should we be singing in the songs as we sang, but these should be characterizing in our life.
这些不是只是在诗歌上面唱出来，而是在我们的生命当中应当要流露出来。
What are the two emphases that we should be demonstrating?
哪两个重点我们必须要彰显出来呢？
Love and mercy.
就是爱和怜悯。
It says this, it says, keep yourself in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life.
经文讲到，要保守自己在神的爱中，期待我们主耶稣基督的怜悯进入永生。
Let's take a look at the first of all, the love. It says, keep yourself in the love of God.
第一个部分是讲到，要保守自己在神的爱中。
And so the emphasis means that the love of God should be evident in us, as well as the love of God should be expressed through us.
要保守自己在神的爱中，是神的爱必须要在我们的生命中是可以是有在这里，并且可以流露出来，活出来。
Now as believers in God, we understand that God loves us.
作为信徒，我们知道神爱我们。
Scripture says that God demonstrated his own love towards us, and while we're yet sinners,Christ died for us.
圣经提到，但基督却在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So we know that God just didn't say it, but He actually demonstrated His love for us, in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神唔单止系讲到佢系爱我哋，而且佢系去做到出嚟，就系当我哋仲系罪人嘅时候，神嘅儿子为我哋死。
So as a recipient of God's love for us.We should not simply be a recipient, but we also should be responsive to others in God's love.
作为神的爱的接收者，我们不单只是单单接受，而且我们是要流露神的爱去到他人当中。
In other words, if you know that God loves you, how does this inspire you in your daily living?
换句话讲，如果你知道神爱你的话，那这件事应该怎样启发你在每一天的生活当中呢？
So let me give you an example.
让我俾一个例子俾你睇。
When my kids were really little, when I would come home, they would rush to the door and they would say, "Welcome home, Daddy!" Right?
当我小孩子仲细嘅时候，我放工翻嚟嘅时候，佢哋会冲埋嚟，然之后就欢迎你翻嚟啊 ，Daddy!
Those were really good times and really good loving moments.
呢啲系一个好好嘅时间。
It was very easy to love when, especially when they come to the door.
当他们冲过来的时候，很容易去爱他们。
Sometimes my kids would not just come to the door, but they would go out to the walkway to welcome me home.
有时不单止在门口去迎接我，有时他们出了门口出面去迎接我。
So I felt a whole lot of love.
我是说深深是感到是被爱。
Until they kind of grew up.
直至到他们长大了。
So when I would come home when they grew up, guess what happened?
他们长大了之后，你想想会发生什么事呢？
They didn't run to the door anymore.
他们不会再在门口迎接我了。
They stayed in their rooms.
他们缩在一个房里面。
Even when I called out their names, they still stayed in their rooms.
就算我叫他名字，他都缩在间房里。
And I would kind of peek into the room, I said, hello.
我就会装入间房里， hello, 这样。
And they'd be busy on their computers or reading their books or something like that.
他们就仍然的去玩电脑或者是去看书。
And so I asked myself, where's the love?
我就问，那个爱去了哪里呢？
This is how the passage challenges us in our daily living.
这个经文就是去提醒我们在我们每天生活当中应该怎么做。
It's very easy when your kids were really little to when they really came loving you, it's really easy to love them back.Right?
小孩子仲细嘅时候，佢哋冲埋嚟嘅时候，咁系好容易去爱佢哋，系好容易去爱翻佢哋。
But when the kids get bigger, and sometimes they just wanted their own space and wanted to be, they ignored you, it's still a time where you could still love them more.
当孩子长大咗，要有自己空间嘅时候，佢哋仍然系需要去爱佢哋。
In other words, love wasn't prompted when they wanted to love you.First, love is prompted because you love them first.
爱唔系因为佢哋先爱你，而系你系爱佢哋。
Remember, God first loved us.
因为系神先爱我们。
Not that we first loved Him.
唔系我哋先爱神。
So when we think about love, if we're really truly expressing God's love, we're the ones who are making the first move.
当我哋系思想到神嘅爱嘅时候，我哋必须要主动嘅向他人施爱。
In other words, my kids who are big, I should be bursting into the room and saying, "Hello, I love you, kids."
我应该当孩子长大咗之后，我应该系冲入佢间房，然之后话 "Hello, 我爱你啊，孩子。
And even if they don't want my love, I'm still going to love them, right?
当佢哋就算唔想接受，但我都会爱佢。
This is how we should be doing it in the church.
当我哋就系应该系咁样样喺教会入边咁样做。
The divine love that we experience, that we need to express, needs to continue to flow out.
呢啲从上头而来嘅爱，应该系继续嘅通过我哋去到其他人身上。
The command to love one another is the command to love the unlovable, to love even the unfaithful, those who are wayward, those who are wandering.
系爱你嘅邻舍呢个命令系包括爱不可爱嘅人、唔忠心嘅人、任性嘅人同迷失嘅人。
So as a church and as brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be aware of that. And again, we must take the initiative to love others, even though they may not love us back.
当我哋作为教会、作为肢体，我哋必须系要去咁样样去做，就算对方系未必会爱翻我哋转头。
This is how you're going to keep yourself in the love of God.
呢个就系点样样去保守自己，继续喺神嘅爱当中。
Because remember, the love of God.God first loved us.
因为神的爱是神先爱我们。
And that should prompt us to love God and also to make the first move in loving others.
应该是鼓励我们去首先的踏出那一步去爱他人。
Now not only this passage tells us to keep ourselves in the love of God, but also to wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life.
经文不单止提到要保守自己在神的爱中，亦都要期待我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
That first phrase, waiting for, it really has to do with waiting with a healthier anticipation that it's coming.
期待这个字是一个健康的一个等候，一个盼望热切的等候。
We should wait in anticipation of the Lord's return.
我们要热切的等候主的再来。
We should remember how the church, in the New Testament time, how there was some church that really looked forward to the second coming of Christ.
在新约那里我们看得到有很多的教会是如何地等候基督的再来。
And we should always have that in our minds. We should always anticipate this, waiting for our Lord, waiting for our God.
我们要常常心里面有这个记得是要等候神耶稣的再来。
Guess what happens when you wait or you anticipate the Lord's return? Actually, sanctification takes place.
当我哋咁样热切等待神嘅再来嘅时候，成圣嘅过程就系开始。
First John chapter 3 verses 2 and 3 it says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is."And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure.
约翰一书三章二至三节讲到，亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，我们将来怎样还没有显明出来，但我们知道他显现的时候，我们将要像他，因为我们要看见他实在是怎样的。凡对他有这样盼望的人，就洁净自己，像他那样的洁净。
This passage just gave you an example of how to be pure.
这段经文是提到怎么样去洁净。
And that is to look forward to anticipate the Lord's return.
就是去盼望去热切等候主的再来。
It's amazing when you understand that the Lord may return at any given moment, how that will influence you and how you behave, how you converse, and how you act.
当我们去思想到主是任何一刻都会可能再来的时候，那我们要怎么样行事去说话去做事呢？
Brothers and sisters, we should live in light of the return of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要按照基督再来的这件事实来到过生活。
And so we should be thinking about the Lord's coming almost every day.
我们必须常常每一天的想到基督会再来这件事。
Now I'll share you something very personal.
而我亦都会分享我自己一个个人嘅故事。
Every day I usually think of one thing。
每一天我都会谂到一件事。
What's for lunch？
晏昼食乜嘢
？So if I bring my lunch, I got to figure out what I need to bring, right？
如果我系带晏昼饭嘅时候，我要就要谂我会带乜嘢食物系咪
？And if I don't bring my lunch, I got to figure out what I need to do。
如果我唔带晏昼饭嘅时候，我就要去谂去边度买。
So usually every day I'm thinking about what's for lunch。
每一天我都会谂到中午餐食啲乜嘢。
Let me tell you this. Not only do we need to think about what's for lunch, but actually what we need to think about every day is Christ and Christ's coming.
每一天唔单止系谂到晏昼食啲咩饭，而且必须应该系谂到基督，谂到基督系会再来。
Christ is coming is the hope that we have.
基督再来系我哋嘅盼望。
Christ is coming is one of the best things that could happen to us in the future.
基督再来是将来发生的一件最好的事。
When we anticipate Christ coming, daily problems become lighter, burdens become less.
当我们去想到基督会再来的时候，我们的问题就会变得是小一点，我们的重担也都会轻了。
And when we anticipate Christ coming, maybe we'll be less hungry for lunch.
当我们去期望基督再来的时候，或者我们会没那么肚饿了。
The church should be waiting for Christ.
教会应该是等候基督的再来。
Waiting and understanding about the mercy that is bestowed upon us.
是等候到基督是将会给的这个的怜悯给到教会。
By the way, mercy is mentioned a couple of times in this passage.
在这里提到几次怜悯。
So in verse 21, what Jude is mentioning, he is mentioning about the greatest mercy of all, that is the most undeserved mercy that bestowed upon us.
二十一节所提到的怜悯就是我们最不配得有的这个的怜悯。
It is the mercies of mercies that we receive eternal life from God.
就是所有的怜悯里面最重的那一样，就是我们是从神中得到永生。
We did nothing to deserve it. We did nothing to merit it. Nothing to prove our way to heaven.
我们不能够做任何事去赚取，去值得得到，去证明自己去怎样去入到天堂。
It is the ultimate mercy that Paul proclaimed when he said, "This is a trustworthy, deserved, full acceptance that Christ came into the world to save the sinners, of whom I'm the foremost. And yet, for the reason I found mercy."
这个是怜悯当中最终极的一个怜悯。在保罗那里都提到，基督耶稣来到世上是要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，值得完全接受。在罪人当中，我是最坏的一个，但我所以蒙了怜悯。
Right now, right today, have you found the mercy of God?
现在今日，你是有没有在神里面找到怜悯呢？
Or even now, do you realize if you have received God's mercy, do you appreciate God's mercy in our lives?
若你已经接受了神的怜悯，你有没有去欣赏、去完全的去思想到神的怜悯呢？
Have you give full acceptance to the statement that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners such as me?
有没有完全的接受是基督耶稣已经为世人 去舍弃生命，去拯救世界，拯救罪人，好像我？
What should the church be demonstrating? It should be demonstrating love and mercy.
教会是应该是彰显什么呢？就是彰显爱和怜悯。
And that first begins with understanding God's love and God's mercy to us.
要明白是神的爱和神的怜悯。
Once we're able to embrace God's mercy and God's love, it's easier to express His love and mercy to others.
当我们完全接受神的爱和怜悯的时候，就更加容易去彰显神的爱和怜悯给他人。
Finally, in verse 23, what should the church be devoted to doing?
在二十三节亦提到教会应该是要投身要做的事。
In other words, what should we be actively doing, especially among the brothers and sisters here?
在弟兄姊妹中间应该是要常常主动做的什么事呢？
In verses 22 and 23, it tells us a description about those who actually need to be rescued.
第22到23节提到一些人是必须要被抢救出来。
Now keep in mind that the church, in other words, false teachers, and there's times that people were more confused, people more conflicted.
要教会在教会里面是可能有假教师，是有这个，是有些人是很混淆，也都是会很挣扎。
So this is the response that the church needs to do, need to be devoted to do, and that is to rescue others.
这一部分就提到是教会应该是做些什么事去抢救他人。
In verses 22 and 23, it gives three different types of people.
22到23节提到有三种不同的人。
The first is those who are confused.
第一种就是混淆的人。
In any given circle of fellowship, there are some that actually doubt.
在一个的群体里面是会有些人是会疑惑。
And it says in our scriptures, we should have mercy on those who doubt.
有些人心里疑惑，你们要怜悯他们。
Now we all have doubted in one time or another, haven't we?
我们是真的确实是有些时间是会疑惑，是吗？
And it's very reassuring when you had a brother or when you had a sister in Christ who gave us mercy and reassured us from God's word.
当我们有弟兄姊妹去扶持我们的时候，去通过神的话语去扶持我们的时候，我们觉得很安定，是吗？
This is what it's meant to have mercy on those who doubt.
这个就是有些人心里疑惑，你们要怜悯他们的意思。
There are brothers and sisters that need our help immediately.
有些弟兄姊妹是需要我们立刻的帮助。
Some could be very young believers and they're just beginning to understand things.
可能有些是初信的，是刚刚开始去明白。
And so they need mercy in terms of helping them to grow and helping them to mature.
他们需要怜悯去继续去成长。
So the first is ministering to those who are confused.
第一就是去关顾那些是心里疑惑的，是迷茫的人。
Now the second one gets a little bit more challenging.
第二种是有更加难。
Because in verse 23 it says, save others by snatching them out of the fire.
第二十三节提到，你们又要拯救一些人，把他们从火中抢救出来。
So that's a vivid picture. You are rescuing somebody who is in the fire, who is in trouble, and you're actually literally grabbing their shirt and grabbing them out of the fire.
系有啲人呢个系一个好鲜明嘅图画，系好清楚系你系要捉佢哋从火中系抢翻佢哋出来。
So who are those that you're trying to snatch out?
咁你要咁样抢救出嚟嘅嗰一啲人系咩人呢？
This what is descriptive of this group is these are the ones who are compromised.
嗰啲人就系妥协咗嘅人。
They are conflicted. They have bought into the lies. They are actually gravitating away from the gospel.
佢哋系妥协咗嘅人，有挣扎嘅人，佢哋系离开咗真道嘅人。
And so it's got to the point where they are getting burned. They are really in trouble.
已经到了一个程度，他们已经被烧伤紧，他们是落在一个困难里面。
So if somebody's in trouble, how do you respond?
当他们遇到困难的时候，你会怎么回应呢？
Do you respond, hey, do you want me to help you or not?
你会不会就这样问他，你需不需要帮手呢？
No, if somebody is in dire emergency trouble,You are going to particularly grab that person and help that brother, help that sister out.
当嗰个肢体落喺紧急嘅危险嘅时候，你会即刻去抢救佢出嚟。
There are times, church, when we have to do that.
有时候我哋系需要系咁样做。
There are times when we have to take initiative and we just have to go for it.
有时候我们要有主动去落去抢救他们出来。
And there are times when you're just going to have to just literally pull somebody out.
有时候是真的要拉他们上来。
Maybe they have bought into the lies. Maybe they are living a different lifestyle. That maybe God may use you to help pull them out and get them back on board.
有时候他们相信了一些谎话，他们过着一个不正当的生活。你作为教会就要去拉他们上来。
Maybe they haven't felt like going to church for a while, and maybe God may use you to take initiative to go and minister to them.
或许他们已经不肯回教会一段日子，神是用你去主动的去接触他们。
Brothers and sisters, we minister to the trouble.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要去关顾那些在危难当中。
We minister to the prodigal.
我们是 去关顾那些是浪子。
And sometimes we have to go out and help reach out to them.
有时候我们要去伸手去接触他们。
Now the last one is even more complicated.
第三种的人是更加的难搞。
That is the last group.
就是最后一班人。
The last group is that we should show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh.
是第三种，就是有些人你们要全心惧怕的心，全惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
So what does this passage mean?
咁呢一段经文系讲到咩嘢呢？
Now we're familiar with mercy, we're familiar with fear, but what about this statement, hating the garments that are stained by the flesh?
我哋系知道怜悯系乜嘢，但系咁呢一句系讲到连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶，系咩意思呢？
Okay, so think of a time that we usually hate clothes or hate garments, right?
咁我哋要谂到有啲时候我哋系唔中意某啲嘅衣服。
Just think about your teenager who left their laundry for a couple of weeks in the closet and you found it, right?
可能是你一个青少年的子女，她留了一些的未洗的衣服在衣柜那里几个礼拜。
You take it out and you're like, ew, this smells.
一拿出来的时候就说，哇，好臭。
This is an example of hating even the garment stained by flesh.
这个图画就是讲到连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶的意思。
It's dirty laundry, it's stinky clothes.
是未洗的衣服，是很臭，很多臭味的衣服。
Now this is an illustration.
这个是一个的图画。
The idea here is to treat those who are false teachers, the same way that you would treat filthy and polluted garments.
咁就係提到點樣去處理一啲嘅假教師，就係好似處理呢啲污糟嘅衫咁樣嘅。
So usually, if you have stinky garments and everything, you just like it's this distance, right?
有時候一拎起啲未洗好臭嘅衫，你就去遠遠嘅距離自己，係咪
？We don't get too close because it's disgusting. It's smelly, right?
佢唔想係拉到太埋，因為佢呢件衫好臭，係咪
？So the idea here is.You get too close, you're going to stink too.
个意思就是当你将这些衫拿得太埋自己的身的时候，你自己都会变得有臭味。
Okay, now let's balance it with the first part of the verse, with mercy and fear.
但是我们也同时要有怜悯的心，是全惧怕的心去怜悯他们。
You still have to deal with those dirty garments that are in the closet.
你仍然需要处理在那个衣柜里面那些未洗的衣服。
In other words, you still have to deal with some people who spread lies or who spread false teaching.
你仍然需要去处理嗰啲系喺度教导一啲假嘅教导一啲错谬嘅东西嘅人。
How you handle it is you have to handle it with great care and fear and mercy.
要点样去处理就要好小心嘅，全惧怕嘅心，全怜悯嘅心。
You may ask, well.Why do we have to be merciful for those who are lying, those who are creating false teaching?
咁就會問點解我哋仍然要為嗰啲傳假教導嘅人去傳憐憫嘅心呢？
You do have to deal with fear because you're protecting the flock. At the same time, you have to deal with mercy because maybe they need to be reached for Christ too.
那些是必须要全惧怕的心，因为要保护羊群，但是亦都要需要去接触他们，因为他们亦都需要 去被拯救。
So there is a balance of mercy, fear, as well as even being very careful how you deal with dirty garments.
在面对他们的时候，要必须要有惧怕的心，去怜悯他们，亦都要十分小心。
This is all what entails that those groups that are very, very complicated, and especially if they're not listening.
是引申到是很难搞的一班，不愿意聆听的一班。
All those three groups that I told you about, this is what exactly how evangelism looked like.
是这个，这三方面的人包整个就是囊括了全福音，是包括了会遇到的什么的人。
There are times when sometimes we have to share our faith to grab somebody out, right?
有时候我们要分享我们自己的所信的，有时候是要需要抢救人出来。
And there are times when we just simply have to show love and mercy in order to reach out to somebody, you know, that we love and that we normally associate with.
有时候我们需要去施展爱和怜悯给一些我们跟我们有关的人。
And there are times that we have to show mercy even to those who offended us, who those who may be opposing the gospel truth.
有时候我们也要施怜悯去给那些去敌对福音的人。
In hopes that God may have mercy upon them and to reach them for Christ.
盼望基督都会去怜悯佢哋，去让佢哋都能够接受基督。
That's what evangelism would look like.
呢个就系传福音系个图画。
And God may use you in each of those reaching each of those groups.
神系可能会用你去接触呢三班唔同嘅人。
There's another wake up call.
系仲有一个嘅闹钟。
And sometimes it doesn't come in the morning.
有时候唔系朝早先会响嘅。
Sometimes it comes late at night.
有时候喺夜晚深夜嘅时候。
Sometimes you hear that cry in the middle of the night. That's the young toddler.
有时候夜晚嘅时候听到婴孩嘅喊声。
Sometimes you get a phone call and it's to pick up somebody or to drive somebody to the hospital.
有时候一个电话，你需要去车人去医院。
Or sometimes you get a call when both sadness and sorrow is expressed.
有时候一个电话系听到有伤心有悲痛嘅事。
And all of a sudden you wake up and you said, I need to be active. I need to be to show mercy. I need to show God's love.
有时候有呢个嘅闹钟响嘅时候，你就要需要先神嘅爱，神嘅怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, there is wake up calls going all around.
神弟兄姊妹，我哋系身边有好多嘅闹钟。
And for Jude, he wanted the church to wake up.
犹大系想教会去醒过来。
You have been warned.
你已经被警告咗。
You will contend against the critics.
你要系为到批评福音嘅人去为佢哋争辩。
You will be compassionate to those who are confused.
系要去嗰啲好混乱、好混淆嘅人去你要施怜悯嘅心。
And you need to be patient with mercy to reach those who are conflicted, those who are complicated.
系面对迷茫嘅，系复杂嘅，亦都要系有怜悯、有怜悯嘅心，同埋有惧怕嘅心。
And as you do, always keep yourself in the love of God.
当咁样做嘅时候，系要保守自己喺神嘅爱入边。
Church, we have been warned.
教会，我哋已经被警告过。
Let us keep ourselves in the love of God and let us show mercy in fear.
让我哋系保守自己喺神嘅爱入边，亦都要全心惧怕嘅全惧怕嘅心怜悯佢哋。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Father, we thank you, Father, for your mercies that are always new every morning.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅爱系每一天每一早上都系新嘅。
The very fact that we could wake up, the very fact that we could come out to church, Father, it's by your mercy.
我哋能够醒过来，我哋能够嚟到教会，亦都系你嘅怜悯。
It's also by your mercies that we have been saved.
系因着你嘅怜悯，我哋被得以拯救。
We did nothing to deserve it.
我哋冇做到任何嘅嘢去配得系有呢个嘅救恩。
In fact, we actually rebelled. We actually don't deserve it at all.
其实我哋系十分叛逆，我哋系十分不配。
But because of your mercy and your love, that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
但因着你嘅怜悯，因着你嘅爱，你差派你嘅爱子耶稣基督喺十架上面为我哋而死。
Father, we thank you, Father, for the demonstration of love.
天父，我哋感谢你喺你咁样样去彰显你嘅爱。
We are forever grateful that we could experience this love, for we could experience your forgiveness and mercy in our lives.
我哋永远嘅感谢系我哋能够系将呢个嘅爱系可以系喺我哋生命中去感受到，可以去传开去。
But Father, help us to realize that we need to be the expressions of your love and your mercy to others.
求神你帮助我哋，我哋都必须要系将呢份嘅爱同埋怜悯去施展到他人身上。
That within this church and even beyond, Father, there are people to be reached.
在我们教会里面，在教会外面，都有人需要去接触。
And so, Father, help us with measures of your love and mercy to minister to those here in our midst and also to those in our neighborhoods.
天父，求你教我们怎样去用你的爱和怜悯去关顾我们教会里面的和外面的人。
To you be the glory.
愿荣耀归于你。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.